Chapter 17. Amy. I paced back and forth across my bedroom's thick carpet. Even this tiny space, the one that was so reassuringly mine for the time being, couldn't calm my nerves. My stomach refused to settle. Guilt, shame, every possible bad feeling came to life like I'd just stirred up an emotional hornet's nest. Because that was exactly what I needed after finally breaking through the numbness to the excruciating feelings lurking beneath. Sleeping together again to prove the first time wasn't a mistake was a mistake, just as much as the first time had been, if not more so. And didn't I know it? No matter how much I had tried to delude myself, there was no way it was a good idea to sleep with Dustin less than 24 hours after I'd collapsed under the weight of Sam's death. No matter how I rationalized it, it just wasn't the right thing to do. It wasn't right for someone still too mentally jackknifed to even know which way was up. It sure as hell wasn't right for someone who didn't need to be dragged into this kind of insanity. Whether because I was leading him on and using him like an emotional gauze pad until I straightened myself out, or because I was deluding myself into thinking there really was or really could be something between us. And I still worked for him, which made him a little difficult to avoid. Or I could leave. I wasn't committed to staying here. Leave and go where exactly? Home? Oh no, I wasn't ready for that yet. Not when I'd just started getting circulation back to the part of my brain that needed to deal with losing Sam. This was the worst possible time to even think of going back there. Going elsewhere would solve not a hell of a lot. More change, more upheaval, more running away from everything that tried to gray my hair. If I kept this up, nowhere would run out of middles before I ran out of reasons to leave something else behind. So no, I'd stay. I'd keep working this job until I sorted my shit out enough to go home and face everything I'd left behind. But what about Dustin? I cringed. This was going to be an unpleasant conversation, but one that needed to happen. Before I could talk myself out of it, I grabbed my house key, put on my baseball cap, and went outside to find him. He had Ransom in the covered arena, and in spite of the reasons I needed to talk to him, I let myself watch them for a moment. Even if I hadn't been intimate with him, the sight of him like this always sent my pulse skyward. Dustin wasn't one of those cowboys who slouched in the saddle and spurred the hell out of his horse. With flawless, effortless posture like that, he could have put some of my champion equitation students to shame. He wore spurs, but I couldn't recall ever seeing him use them. If he did, it was just a tap or a nudge now and then to get the horse's attention. His hands were quiet, his reins not too loose or too tight. Good God, he was gorgeous. Tall, fit, with jeans that knew just how to hold on to an ass like that, and Jesus Christ, some men were just born for this line of work. That ever-present black cowboy hat didn't help matters. Not at all. Tipped just so, masking his eyes while he focused on the horse below him, leaving his jawline and his neck and the lower part of his dark hair exposed. No, it didn't help matters in the slightest. Watching him now, it was tempting to talk myself into one more night with him before I did what I knew I needed to do. Tempting, but it wouldn't be right. I'd just be leading him on and using him. The self-loathing and my conscience were almost unbearable now as it was. Dustin reined Ransom toward the gate. Neither of us spoke, just exchanged, "I have no idea how to talk after last night," glances as I opened the gate for him. Once they were out of the arena, Dustin took his foot out of the stirrup, swung his leg over, and landed on the ground with cat-like ease. As he pulled the reins over Ransom's head, he looked at me again, and his almost shy smile sent my heart plummeting into my feet. We made small talk while he unsaddled and groomed Ransom, and after he'd put the stallion away, Dustin put a hand on my waist and kissed me lightly. My heart sank even more and as he pulled back, I stared at the ground.
"Something wrong?"
he asked. "Kind of." I paused, lowering my gaze. "Yes, actually."
"Okay.
We need to talk about..." Damn it, when had I forgotten how to speak? A sick feeling twisted in my gut, anticipating how pissed off he'd be. I couldn't even keep myself from visibly flinching as I said, "What we did the other night and yesterday, it's..." His hand rested on my shoulder.
"What's wrong?"
"I'm sorry, I'm not ready for anything, and I let my face fall into my hand. "God, Dustin." I was certain he'd be furious, but his voice was soft as he asked,
"Yesterday you asked if I thought it was a mistake."
He ran his fingers down my cheek.
"And I still don't. But you do?"
I don't even know. It wasn't that I didn't want to, but I'm just not sure if I'm ready to deal with this on top of everything else.
"Slow down, Amy,"
he said, his voice as gentle as his touch.
"We don't have to do any more than you're ready to deal with."
He paused.
"Even if that means we don't do anything at all."
I blinked. "You... really?"
"Of course. We slept together. It doesn't have to be any more than that unless we want it to be."
Closing my eyes, I exhaled and my shoulders sank.
"You didn't really..."
He hesitated.
"You didn't really think you were obligated to do it again, did you?"
"Well, I mean, I shook my head. "God, I don't even know. I'm such a fucking mess." Avoiding his eyes, I said, "I feel like I used you."
"You enjoyed it, right?"
he asked. I nodded, but still didn't look at him.
"So did I,"
he said.
"So no harm, no foul."
But I raised my gaze and searched his eyes for some sign he was just trying to make me feel better. "Dustin."
"I'm serious,"
he said.
"We were two consenting adults. It was fun and it felt good."
He shrugged with one shoulder.
"So what's the harm?"
Before I could answer, he went on.
"And what's the harm in saying you're not ready for it? We can back off."
With a quiet, self-deprecating laugh, he added,
"And if you really don't want to because it wasn't your thing, that's fine too."
I couldn't help smiling. "No, that's not the problem. Definitely not." He laughed again, but he didn't quite mask his obvious relief. "You didn't think I didn't like it, did you?" I asked. Color rushed into his cheeks.
"Well, I mean, it had been a while and..."
He coughed into his fist and looked away. "Don't worry, it felt good," I said, and not in the same way finally grieving Sam did. It really... I couldn't help grinning. "It was amazing, Dustin." He dropped his gaze and blushed.
"That's encouraging, I guess."
"I promise, this has nothing to do with you or anything lacking where you're concerned." Sighing, I avoided his eyes. "I'm just too much of a mess to get involved with anyone."
"Amy."
He touched my chin and lifted it so we were looking each other in the eye.
"This doesn't have to be anything. We both know you're not going to be here forever, and you have a lot to deal with."
"I know," I whispered, but it's... I swallowed hard. "It's still too much for me to deal with now. Maybe down the line..." I exhaled sharply and shook my head. "I'm just not sure yet."
"Then take as much time as you need to decide."
He smiled, but he couldn't hide the pain in those beautiful blue eyes, which did nothing to help my guilty conscience.
"I'm not going anywhere."
Raising my gaze again, I asked, "This isn't going to make things weird between us?"
"No, it won't."
He tucked a strand of hair behind my ear.
"I'm not going to pretend I'm not attracted to you. Very attracted to you. But I won't push it if you're not comfortable with this."
"Thank you," I whispered. Dustin leaned down and pressed a chaste kiss to my cheek.
Then he turned and walked away, and as I watched him go, part of me wanted to scream and throw something at him. How many years had I wished I was married to a man who'd tell me to do something, anything, at my own pace, or who'd back off because I was uncomfortable or indecisive? How many times had I wished men like that even existed? And now, here he was in all his existent glory, and he was walking away without a fight because I'd asked him to, and I wanted to fucking smack him for making it so goddamn difficult to let him walk away like that. Dustin stepped out of the barn and disappeared around the corner. Swearing to myself, I slumped against the wall. Absently, I found the outline of my wedding ring beneath my shirt and ran my finger back and forth along its edge as I stared at the empty doorway. It was hard letting him go, but he had to know as well as I did that I didn't have a choice. I wasn't ready. I needed to sort through everything Sam had left behind. And whether he knew it or not, Dustin deserved better than a woman who still wore another man's ring. As much as we'd both insisted things wouldn't get weird between us, they did. Immediately. Eye contact didn't need to be broken because it was never made. When we were anywhere near each other, we changed directions like superstitious people avoiding crossing paths with a black cat. Apparently, Dustin and I were like magnets who could as easily attract as repel each other, and we were very much in repel mode right now. Until I finally couldn't take it anymore and stopped him in the parking area. "We've got to talk," I said, cringing at the white flag desperation in my voice. He scratched the back of his neck.
"Yeah, we do."
"Look," I said, "if you want me to go, if it would be easier to hire someone else to—"
"No, no," he said quickly. "I want you to stay. It's just been a little—"
He swallowed hard.
"Awkward, I guess. Getting used to the way things are. Were, whatever."
I nodded. "Yeah, it has, but what happened, happened. We can't change it, and we have got to be able to work together."
"I know."
He slipped his hands into the pockets of his dusty jeans.
"This probably won't help matters, but there's something I need to know."
If our all-too-recent past wasn't enough of an indication, the way he kept his eyes down and spoke quietly, if quickly, told me this was going to be an awkward question with an equally awkward answer. I cleared my throat. "Go ahead." Still avoiding my eyes, he said,
"The other night and the next day."
Dustin took a deep breath and finally looked at me.
"Was that—"
He paused.
"Please don't take this the wrong way, because I really don't mean it that way, but did the other night happen between you and me, or between you and the nearest willing guy?"
I chewed the inside of my cheek, and this time I was the one to avoid his eyes.
"I'm just—"
"Dustin," I whispered, "please don't make me answer that."
"So it would have—"
"I didn't say that," I snapped and looked him in the eye. "You're asking me to either tell you I'd have fucked any man who had been willing, or that there's something between us. Whichever answer I give you, there's implications that neither of us are in any place to deal with right now." He opened his mouth to speak, but hesitated, and then his shoulders sank a little.
"You're right. You're absolutely right. I'm sorry, I hadn't thought about it like that."
He took a step back.
"I guess I was just thinking about it, and I—"
Shaking his head, he swore quietly.
"I'm sorry."
"You don't need to be," I said, my voice gentler now. "I'm just so sorry you've been dragged into all the shit I'm dealing with."
"I wasn't dragged,"
he said, turning to go.
"I went into it willingly."
"Dustin," he turned around. "I'm sorry," I said. "I am. I'm just in a bad place right now. We both know that. What happened the other night, I honestly don't know. All I know is it felt good then, and it made sense then, but I'm nowhere near ready for anything like that." I paused. "With you or anyone else." He held my gaze. Then he gave a slow nod. Okay. That's all I wanted to know.
He started to walk away, adding a murmured, thanks. Heart in my throat, I watched him go. I hadn't wanted to hurt him, but I wasn't going to lie to him, and it didn't take a psychic to know he had seen right through my vague, elusive answer to the truth that would have hurt just the same if I'd out and said it. But he hadn't cussed me out. He hadn't called me a bitch, a whore, a user. He had taken it for what it was, and as he walked away, something tightened deep in my chest, like the other night might have been a mistake, but letting him go now was an even bigger one. I closed my eyes and exhaled hard. So much for finding my sanity out here.